Pivot with Purpose, a podcast that highlights the unique stories of professionals that pivoted their careers to align with their work lives and personal lives more purposefully and with more joy. Pivot with Purpose is hosted by Megan Hull, a globally accredited career and business coach and creator of the Megan Hull Method.
Welcome back to the Pivot with Purpose podcast. In this episode, we talk to David Friedrichs, co-founder and CEO of Circular, a comprehensive multi-seller marketplace that connects innovative, sustainable brands and passionate, sustainable shoppers on a single platform.
Thank you for listening to Pivot with Purpose with host Megan Hull. You can find out more information about each guest, including full transcripts at pivotwithpurposepodcast.com. And if you'd like to share your own Pivot with Purpose, click on the share button and add your story to the conversation. Finally, be sure to subscribe and share your comments wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Your support amplifies our voice. And now, this week's episode.
David and his current endeavor, Circular, are based in Los Angeles, but he has also held various roles in business development and sales in China, Hong Kong, and Australia, and co-founded several brands specializing in organic coffee and natural personal care that is sold across the world. David is now immersed in making sustainable consumer products across all categories, easily accessible to people everywhere, and commercializing sustainability at scale. David Friedrichs, welcome to the Pivot with Purpose podcast. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm super excited. Me too.
I'm excited. I know we were chatting a little bit, as everyone, David's in Australia. I'm here in Boston, so we were laughing before that he is in the future, so get ready. He's going to tell us all about what's going on, but I'm really excited to dive into our conversation and some hot topics, especially all that you're building around, and in my mind and opinion, really to rival Amazon to become the leading platform in the e-com space of sustainable brand, multi-category shopping. It's going to be so fun to learn more about all your building with Circular. But before we get started, let's learn something fun about you to ease into our conversation. What are some things you're enjoying beyond work these days? What are you up to?
We haven't lived in Australia for such a long time, so it's only by chance. And so we're rediscovering the outdoors. We're rediscovering nature. For many years, we lived in Asia. So we lived in the hustle and bustle of Hong Kong. So we divided our time between Hong Kong and the US, primarily Los Angeles and Miami. So we haven't lived in Australia since 2008, and we're loving it. So we are close to family, experiencing fresh air that we haven't experienced in such a long time. Nice. So it's really nice.
Oh, good for you. And now seasonally, where are we at in Australia? Where are you at?
It's unfortunately, it's super cold. It's freezing
cold.
Is it winter?
Yeah.
It's getting close to winter, but thankfully it's great outside. So,
all right. Well, I'll send you some sun and enjoy your Australian air. Maybe we'll make it there one day. Definitely
awesome.
Hashtag goals. Yes. But let's dive in to the heart of this podcast where we highlight career pivots that lead our guests to creating or aligning themselves to their ultimate passions. And I know you've really managed some incredible things in your career, but really just share some highlights. What pivot highlight would you say that you're most proud of to date career-wise?
The most significant one to me was converting from doing something simply because I love business and I love being an entrepreneur. So this isn't our first business venture. It's one of our, I think it's our third or fourth. So the pivot that I had was one of doing something that I just loved for commercial reasons to launching Circular that had a very deep and very meaningful connection to our life. And it solved a very big problem that we were encountering on a daily basis in our personal life. So in our previous lives, we managed and ran companies primarily always in the natural sector, but personal care, a beauty range, vitamins, supplements, and also a coffee range that we launched and sold across the Middle East. A lot of these businesses were based on an interest, based on just because I love doing business and commerce and connecting people. Circular is very different. It's a massive exercise. It's one entity that has the impact of many. And we launched it to solve an incredibly big problem. So I'd say the biggest pivot to me has been going from just doing something to, whether it's to earn an income, whether it's because of just finding it enjoyable, to doing something that has almost the meaning that it has to be done. And if no one's going to do it, I really have to do it. And so we launched Circular out of complete dedication to find a big solution to the environmental problem that we were facing in an economic way. So it's a business solution to the climate change problem.
Yeah, I love that. And where did the idea come from that led to your desire to pivot and create the shopping platform Circular?
So our aha moment was we were living in Hong Kong. In addition to having brands on the side, we also had career lives. So I was working initially in Hong Kong in law firms. So I come from a professional background. My wife was in wealth management and finance. And so you can imagine Hong Kong, which is New York on steroids, we were working crazy hours. I was traveling over 50% of every month across Asia and internationally. So we would see firsthand people affected by consumerism. We would experience on a daily basis the effects of pollution. We would often receive notifications on our mobile phones that it wasn't safe to go hiking or to do outdoor activities because of pollution. And you would feel it on your skin.
The air quality, right?
Yeah. And when you experience things firsthand, rather than just seeing things on the news or on the television, it becomes part of something that either you can switch off and ignore, or it becomes a factor that you just have to either escape or find a solution. It was one day when my wife and I, we said, what can we do to incorporate sustainability in our lives? And it wasn't the circular moment just yet, but it was, let's buy whatever we can, whether locally, organic, sustainably, essentially everything that just has a sustainable component. So whatever we're normally buying, what can we do to buy it in a sustainable, more conscious way? We hit a brick wall pretty much instantly because it's impossible. It's impossible to buy whatever you're normally buying, whether it's on Amazon, whether it's, you know, at your local grocery store, whether it's fashion, giftware, all from one place. So because of the inaccessibility to access sustainable products and also services, people give up. We revert to whatever's easiest and most convenient because we're so time poor. So we always reverted back to Amazon. And we love Amazon because they've actually introduced something that is possible. But I think now what we've gained through knowledge is that there is a better way. And the better way is to improve on what they have done an absolutely excellent job at doing, which is utilizing the power of technology to give us more consciously made products at our fingertips. And that's what Circular is. So we launched Circular to make it super easy for us, for all of our friends and anyone who wants to do right, but not only for the environment, but it could also be to enrich their lives with better food, whether it's buying products that maybe have a conscious connection, whatever it is. And so we launched it to make it just an accessible solution that is a no-brainer.
Because it has to be easy for us, right? God forbid.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's not easy.
Two more seconds and you're like, oh, forget it. I'm just going to do it this way. And then
exactly
right. So at the heart of Circular, as you're talking, I mean, it really is truly supporting these amazing sustainable brands that you have on the platform. And I know you kind of talked about this a little bit from your firsthand experience of some environmental things that really brought this passion to life for you. But diving into a topic around sustainability that I truly feel has come front and center even louder than ever before this past year. Why is sustainability such a hot topic now? And why should people care about supporting sustainable businesses?
I think that's the most important question. And it's such a subjective question that if you asked 100 people, you may get 100 different answers. Because sustainability, it can either mean doing something for the environment. It may mean being more sustainable within your own life, such as becoming more spiritual or finding a place of inner zen, so some inner happiness. And that may incorporate different foods, a different lifestyle. And it may mean things for the animal life, wildlife. But it also may mean things for people that we've never encountered before. So equality, inclusivity. And so Circular is all about what we define as accessibility. So our solution is accessibility. And what COVID, I think, has taught us. And it's such a sad thing that we need to go through such a tragic episode to have an awakening. But I guess as humans, we only learn through some type of negative environments. And so I think that's our feedback mechanism. But what COVID has taught us, it's taught us that we need to become more resilient locally. So rather than relying on whether it's overseas markets or overseas players, so to become more locally invested. I think it's also taught us that sometimes we cannot rely on what we normally relied on, which is just the 9-to-5 job. So sometimes we may need to look at other avenues, whether it's growing our own produce, whether it's doing things differently. And it's also shown us that life is just so precious. And sometimes what we appreciated before, the rat race and doing the things that were so important previously, now have very little value. So it's a realignment, it's a shift. And I think it really echoes what you were saying before. So in addition to having a career shift, I think people can also have a personality shift throughout their life. And I think this occurs whether it's through maturity, through the life episodes. And I think COVID is a universal one for many people, where I think it's just made them realize that there is a more conscious way to living. And sustainability is just one component to that.
Right. And appreciating what we have and this beautiful earth that we need to take care of. Climate change, all of these things, like, it's real. This is not fake news, people. So beautifully said. And as we love to leave a little teaser in this podcast, and then we pick back up after a short break. So a yes or no question. Do you remember the exact moment you decided you wanted to build Circular?
Yes.
And with that, we will be going to a quick break, and we will pick this up when we get back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
David, before the break, you said yes. So describe the moment that you wanted to really bring this idea to life. And I'd love for you to talk a little bit more, too, about the heart and soul of this e-commerce platform.
Sure. The awakening moment was I was going on a hike in Hong Kong. I was walking to the Hong Kong Peak. And I thought, whatever we've been doing in our past life in terms of launching consumer brands, why don't we do something that is possible across infinite number of brands, infinite number of consciously made products, and make them incredibly accessible to people? And I went home. We sat down together, my wife and I. And in addition to being my life partner, she's also my entrepreneurial partner in everything we do. And our go-to moment was, number one, let's see if there's enough market size in this. Is there demand? So we did all the background research, we did everything, all the checks, and instantly we saw that this is a massive opportunity. And we just couldn't believe that no one was tapping into the space of the ethical Amazon, at least across all consumer categories, with everything that we know that could be done. So that was the moment when we decided to dive totally into Circular. And we chose the name Circular, obviously, because it's a spin on the circular economy. Because the way we see the economy transitioning over the next 10, 20 years is one in which we become more resourceful, in terms of upcycling, repurposing, and reusing not only the products that we use, but also the raw materials from products in their life cycle. Because through technology, we can actually get maximum enjoyment with far less input. And so you've got a lot of brands on Circular and many brands that we still want to join the platform that have created the most incredible products by simply incorporating technological aspects to their business, which don't impact the environment or people and communities as much as conventional products. And so Circular is a place where essentially shoppers who want to do better, whether it's for themselves, for their family, for whatever reason, they can connect on a single platform with sustainable sellers. It's as simple as that.
I love it. I know you have so many wonderful categories and assortments, and we'll jump into that and your consumers, but how can someone partner with you to get their business on your platform, and what measures do you take to certify them as sustainable?
I'll address your second question first. I think that's the question that we get a lot.
Okay.
So the question is, what do you need to be to join Circular? Great question. So essentially, we look for at least one sustainable component to your business and product. So as long as you have a component that is sustainable, we're definitely interested in doing business with you. And when we first started, we wanted to go all out, Circular, vegan, the whole works. But we realized very early on that we were actually being an inhibitor rather than being an amplifier. And what Circular is primed and positioning itself to do is to be the amplifier of brands that want to do better, to redefine their category. And so we're starting off by taking little steps, by helping brands that are doing at least certain things right and grow with them over time so that eventually we can incorporate a more structured circular program where we also help brands incorporate deeper levels of sustainability into their business. So at least one sustainable element. And that could be anything from organic materials. It could be a giving back program. It could be how you manufacture, so fair trade, where you manufacture as well. And just so you know, we love women-owned businesses. We love diverse business owners, because part of sustainability is also accessibility to resources, and that involves inclusivity. And so at Circular, we're super proud to say that over 80% of our sellers are 100% female-owned. And it's not because we've gone out to search for them. It just so happens that they create the best brands. And so we love diversity, because diversity initiates passion, energy, change. And that's what we need right now. So that's what it's all about. And in terms of the other one, in terms of reaching out, we make it super easy to join up on Circular, but also to get in touch with us. So we're on social media. Hook me up on LinkedIn. I'm pretty much always available. And we do the setup for brands. So it's super easy to get set up. We're very technologically advanced. So get in touch.
Well, that's awesome. And I really hope this podcast and our voice and your message drive some amazing traffic, as I've been playing around with Circular since you and I connected. And you just have such a wonderful assortment of categories that I believe are truly beautifully curated. And I love to hear that you really do focus on diversity, inclusivity, all of the things and the topics we really all need to be aware of and truly care about in our heart and soul. I think for the customers that come to shop your platform now, who would you say are those customers, and where are the opportunities to maybe attract some new businesses and audiences, and how are you trying to reach them?
Sure. So without a doubt, we're targeting the conscious shoppers, right? So definitely the millennials, the Gen Zs, and also the people who aren't yet fully convinced of sustainability. So even in my family, there are a number of people who believe sustainability isn't a thing. Yeah. Surprisingly, they're also the same people who think that COVID isn't a thing. But at the same time,
we all have that one family member, right?
We all have that one person. But the thing is, Circular is converting people without converting people. And we're doing it by giving them brands that they would normally want to buy from, but they just so happen to also be making things consciously. So, for example, we're not targeting brands, and not because they're not great. We're targeting brands that are great because they create incredible products, whether it's because of innovation, style, look and feel, nutrition, whatever it is. It's because they are excellent product makers and marketers. So that's what we have. And it just so happens that it becomes a guilt-free shopping experience that at checkout, you've not only got something that is ethically made, but you've also got something that you personally love, that you would personally want to wear or consume or give or gift. And it just so happens it's guilt-free because it's done consciously. And that's the word that I like to use, because I think there's always a better way to doing anything, whether it's in a personal relationship or making a product. And so we are working with people who have actually invested time and effort to create something that's better. And so in terms of the audience, millennials and Gen Zs just so happen to be the more conscious shopper. And so we love millennials and Gen Zs because they actually care about what they're buying. But we're also seeing another demographic, which is the older demographic who are joining the platform. And it's because they're either buying gifts for their children or they're buying gifts because they're now seeing products that they didn't otherwise realize were sustainable. So Circular is a platform for everyone, but in particular, the millennials and Gen Zs. We're targeting people initially in the US, but within 5 months, we're definitely international. We have brands and sellers from across the globe, and we're super happy. In fact, we just signed on a new seller this week from Japan as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, super fun. And I have to say, and your site is like really easy to navigate. There's so many cool product categories. Of course, I'm always drawn to the fashions. For people that love like vintage and kind of shopping, something that's different, and nobody wants to look like everybody anymore.
We want
to own our own identity. Yeah. So get on there. And check it out. And for someone who may be listening, going back to the business side, if someone has a sustainable business that they're looking to scale, or maybe that entrepreneurial soul going on a hike with something in the forefront of their minds ready to bring to life, what, in your advice, would be the best first step someone can take to really help scale the business or to build on their business offering or idea?
It's funny you say that, because in addition to Circular, I'm actually also mentoring a few of the brands on Circular. And not because I put myself out there, it's simply because I just love business so much. Because business is all about finding that opportunity. And what I keep reminding myself is, firstly, action comes in many forms, but action is the first thing that's required. And so from a thought process, we need to act. And that can either mean diving into research, diving into doing testing, or diving into some type of performance. But the thing that I would recommend as the first step is to really understand what your end goal is, and to always imagine your business as already being super successful. Because I think a lot of founders enter business on the notion that they could potentially fail. And with that mindset, we are often too careful and often tread so lightly that we don't do the things that we would normally do. And that could mean launching a new product or identifying a new market or doing a different marketing campaign or talking to different people. So essentially, we limit our opportunities by thinking that our growth is also limited. So I always say, start from the get-go and imagine yourself as the dream business that you want to be. And then make the decisions that you believe you need to make to achieve that business size or that business growth. And so that comes in many shapes and sizes. And then you start building a plan around that growth. And it all comes down to planning and execution. And busyness doesn't equate to performance, right? I mean, we are also inundated with emails and all these things today. But ultimately, it only comes down to doing a few things that actually make a significant impact on what we do. And that could often mean a conversation with someone. It could mean running tests. And I love this thing. I don't know who said it, but no one knows more than anyone else, essentially. Mm-hmm. Ray Dalio's, if you read one of his books, Principles, it all comes down to doing testing, and constantly learning. So don't be scared about failing, because failing is the only way that you're going to get to the place of success. It's impossible to reach success without failing. And in some shape or form, I fail each and every day. But thankfully, I have a resilient mindset and great people who we work with who pick you up and remind you that eventually you will become that solution that you're trying to solve.
How important would you say it is to have a really solid network around you to help build and scale? And maybe for somebody looking for a mentor, what can somebody do to reach out and maybe connect with people that are like-minded?
I would say network, collaborations, and partnerships mm-hmm. make up almost 90% of everything that makes Circular. The remaining 10% is luck. So I think that the efforts I personally make is almost minimal, negligible. So mm-hmm. networks are the most important thing. I don't think anyone has made a successful business or a successful life by being a Lone Ranger. And so we are super pleased and super proud to work with incredible partners such as Sendal, which is 100% carbon neutral shipping, originally from Australia, now massive in the US. Project Vert, which is an unbelievably tech-driven supply chain company, and we're doing incredible things with them, as well as a number of other partnerships as well. So these partnerships not only provide a service and a functionality, but they open up networks to people who continuously introduce us to more magical people, whether from an investment perspective, from a functionality perspective. And Circular, as well as any business, as well as any relationship, relies wholeheartedly on these relationships. And I think the key success to building a success relationship is a win-win. Just like you have in an intimate relationship, I think a business one has to be built on the same factors, which are trust, always a win-win, and a give and take, and patience. And as soon as you found those synergies, I think incredible things happen well beyond just a commercial relationship. And that's what we found with all of our partners. And my advice to anyone is, even for people who are introverts, trust yourself that people will see the inner beauty as long as you see the inner beauty in yourself. So as long as you can find a way to communicate what is truly and deeply meaningful to you in a platform where you feel comfortable, whether it's on LinkedIn, podcasts, blogs, your own business, products, people will find it. Anyone who doesn't find it, that relationship wasn't there to begin with. So keep on going until you find that right connection. But I think it's 90% of the business. And definitely don't give up.
Don't give up. Share your voice. Share your value out there. And you will be seen. And there are some wonderful people out there that just want to help and make other people's lives better. So don't be afraid to reach out and ask for a conversation. So serendipitous how you and I connected. And I'm so grateful for our relationship and can't wait to continue to support all you're doing. So with your expert advice, and then we'll talk about how listeners can find you and engage with you. What is one thing that we can all do today to live more sustainably, in your opinion, in our day-to-day lives?
I think having an awareness of what is possible. It starts with having an awareness, an open mind, that there is always an alternative to everything, whether it's lifestyle, food, clothes you wear, holidays you go on, how you spend your time and how you spend your money. So it starts with having an awareness. And from an awareness, it takes a bit of curiosity. So with curiosity, you start to dive into a bit of research. And that could mean a Google search. It could be talking to a friend. It could be trying something new. And then it simply is giving something a try. So actually the doing part. And something that maybe not everyone knows, but whatever you go and do your weekly shop at the grocery store, or you go shopping to, it could be Zara, it could be H&M, it could be even other brands. Essentially, there is an alternative to everything we're already buying that is made either through higher quality products or through different conscious practices that doesn't compromise on style or nutrition or identifying with your personal beliefs, that just also happens to be either having minimal to no impact on the environment, but also having a positive impact on people and communities and also animals and wildlife, so that if you just made a simple switch to buying what you're already buying, just a different version of it, ultimately you're not only going to get a lot more value, but you're also going to be helping a lot of people and other parts of the chain. And clearly price is often, you know, a factor for a lot of people. I mean, who wouldn't buy organic produce given the price? But it comes down to, if we all actually join together and we all try to include just one element of sustainability, companies will reflect that change in whatever they produce. And so the prices will go down. So our advice to shoppers out there is shop with a bit of consciousness, because whatever you spend your dollars on, that will be reflected in what companies produce and how they produce it. And thankfully, sustainability is no longer niche anymore. And all of our incredible brands are producing so much more at prices that are often lower than conventional products. So yeah, incorporate one element of sustainability by just making a simple switch. That's all it takes.
Right. I have to say, for me, it was the plastic baggies, the Ziploc bags that we all grew up with.
Yeah.
And at one point, it would just pain me to put these things in the trash. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. So you're right. It's an investment and there are expenses that come with that. But you feel good washing out those reusable baggies. And it might take like an extra second, but I'm like, think of all the plastic I'm saving. I think of the turtles. And we also love to travel. And I am an ocean girl. I grew up in the ocean. Every animal to me, I just love. So you got to connect it back to like your why and the things you love to do. And you're right. If we all come together and do our part, we can truly make a difference. So thank you for sharing all of that. And in closing, how can our listeners find you, engage with you, get on the Circular platform? And of course, we'll link everything in our summary and the show notes so everyone can click on and start shopping away.
So we want everyone to join because we want this to be the next generation shopping platform. So you can definitely and always find me on LinkedIn. We're on Instagram, also on the website. So go to circular.com. And we're open to all ideas, to all collaboration ideas, because ultimately, by banding together, we're going to make a systemic change. And Megan, thank you so much for also introducing your world to us as well, because you've given us an opportunity to share our voice. But also at the same time, I think that you have such an opportunity to help so many people out there who may be a little bit lost on how to get to another step, whether it's in a career or being an entrepreneur. And we all have different paths in life. And whether it's starting your own business to changing a job to becoming a parent, whatever it is, it's all part of a life's journey. So I think sustainability is also about maximizing the enjoyment of someone's life to the fullest extent. And I think that you're playing a huge role in this. So thank you so much.
Wow. I mean, that is just like the most kind and generous compliment. You made my day, month, year. Thank you, David,
Thank you. You
know, for your unending support and your, you know, authentic enthusiasm, as I truly know it comes from the heart. And we truly appreciate you sharing your story also and your expert insights into a topic where this conversation only needs to get louder around sustainability and how we can better support brands through your platform and build a cleaner future for us all. So please, everyone, go check out Circular. And stay tuned for more Pivot with Purpose stories to come. And be sure to share this podcast with your network. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you so much. Stay healthy, everyone.
Hi, everyone. It is time for another Megan Hull Method takeaway of the week. This week, I want to talk all about comfort zones, a topic that we can all relate to in all areas of life. So we can be comfortable within our jobs, our habits, our routines. And during my conversation in this episode with David Friedrich, we talked all about changing the way we look at shopping and how we can access and support sustainable brands for a cleaner future. It can be a shift from the norm and ease of how you shop, but a platform that could give you an opportunity to support a new way of living. So my question for you today is, how can you challenge yourself out of your comfort zone to try something new that potentially could work better for you or lead you down another path of opportunity? Well, I have an answer. Find a new way of looking at things. If you go through life believing that you know it all and have tried it all, what are you missing out on? Now, I understand it's not easy to take this first step to give yourself that push to change direction or to keep an open mind on a topic that you may be an expert on, but I encourage you to participate in and support a new learning. Join a new webinar, strike up a conversation with a new network contact that you've been meaning to get in touch with, change up your routine, try a new way to shop, refresh those habits. There's always another way of looking at things. And just think about all you can gain from shifting your mindset. I promise you will surprise yourself. I hope you found this tip helpful, and stay tuned for more Megan Hull Method tips this season on Pivot with Purpose.
Pivot with Purpose with host Megan Hull is a Fashion Consort production and part of the FC Podcast Network. It is produced and directed by Phil, a.k.a. Corinne. And a special thank you to Spencer Powell for our theme music. Learn more at pivotwithpurposepodcast.com and be sure to follow us on Instagram at pivotwithpurpose_podcast.